And finally today, Maine craft brewers are bracing themselves for a battle to maintain market share following the recent announcement of a mega merger in the beer world. Earlier this month, Anheuser-Busch InBev, the world's number one brewing company, agreed to buy the world's number two beer maker, SAB Miller, in a $104 billion deal. If the merger is approved, the company will own 8 of the top 10 U.S. brands. Analysts say one of the goals of this new behemoth will be to take on America's independent craft breweries, which have seen considerable growth in recent years. Tom Porter has our story.
It's late afternoon in a downtown Portland pub, and Daniel Kleban sips a glass of IPA. He's co-founder of Maine Beer Company, one of 64 breweries in the state. Kleban says these are interesting times in the beer world.
AB InBev, you know, has recently acquired SAB Miller. And this, it certainly is a threat to small brewers. We're at a competitive disadvantage. We're small guys, they're big guys.
But size isn't everything in the beer world. In fact, the recent craft beer revolution has seen huge consumer appetite for smaller, local breweries at the expense of beer giants like SAB Miller and AB InBev. According to the Brewers Association, a national group which advocates for the craft brewing industry, craft beer production over the last 4 years has more than doubled to 12.2 million barrels, and the number of craft breweries has soared to nearly 4,000.
The big brewers, their market share has been steadily declining, and craft breweries are eating into that market share.
Nevertheless, the small players are still dwarfed by their larger competitors. Maine Beer Company, for example, sells about 13,000 barrels a year, whereas AB InBev brews up more than 100 million. Maine Beer employs about 25 people. AB InBev has a workforce of more than 150,000. The new merged company will be even bigger. And Kleban, who also sits on the board of directors at the Brewers Association, says with its size, the brewing giant could dominate the supply chain and squeeze out smaller competitors.
They can leverage their power when it comes to raw materials. So barley, hops, packaging materials, glass, cans, boxes, anything that goes into the making of beer. The bigger you are, the more influence you have over suppliers.
A few blocks away, the bottling machines at Shipyard Brewing are in full flow. While still an independent craft brewery, Shipyard is Maine's biggest beer producer, making 190,000 barrels annually and employing more than 100 people. Founder Fred Forsley says the industry has become a lot more competitive in the last 2 years, and with this mega merger on the horizon, the key to survival is to engage the consumer.
I think people want to know who's brewing their beers, and Shipyard and a lot of even mid-sized brewers in America are making themselves connect to the consumer, so they understand, you know, where the ingredients come from, where the product's made, who's making it.
Forsley says Shipyard used to be 50% owned by the brewing conglomerate SAB Miller, but he bought back the stake 10 years ago and returned Shipyard to family ownership. He intends to keep it that way.
My goal is to never sell the brewery.
It's a very, very tough challenge for them.
Brad Tuttle writes for Money magazine. In a recent feature, he describes how Big Beer plans to dominate the craft brewing market. One strategy, he says, is for big players to make their own quasi-craft beers, known as crafty beers, which are designed to look and taste like craft ales. Brands like Shock Top, Tuttle says, which is an AB InBev product. Another ploy is to simply acquire smaller craft breweries, but do it as quietly as possible so the consumer doesn't know they're no longer drinking something that's independently made. If you look at a bottle of Goose Island beer, for example, there's no indication that the Chicago-based brewer is now owned by AB InBev.
There's no responsibility by a brand to state who the corporate parent is. All that a bottle of beer is required to tell you is where it was bottled. And that may or may not give you a clue as to who the actual owner is.
Tuttle says the AB InBev-SAB Miller merger can expect close scrutiny from regulators. Meanwhile, brewers in Maine have expressed their concerns to members of Congress.
I'm a member of the Small Brewers Caucus. They have great events.
First District Democratic Congresswoman Shelley Pingree says the caucus plans to address the merger when it meets later this week.
I think what we should be doing is sending a letter to the Justice Department asking them to look into it. This shouldn't be allowed to happen without a lot of scrutiny.
Independent Senator Angus King of Maine also has concerns. Maine's craft breweries, he says, play an important role in growing the state's economy.
I'm concerned, therefore, that the merger of two of the world's largest beer companies could threaten that success by stymieing the growth of small brewers and crowding out their products in Maine and elsewhere.
King says he's asked the U.S. Department of Justice to take a close look at how the public interest would be affected by the merger. Anheuser-Busch InBev did not respond to a request for comment for this story. For MPBN News, I'm Tom Porter.